Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. Now, the question today is, if we were supposed to be free and all men were created equal, then why did we have slavery in our nation? I just found a documentary that addresses just that. Come take a look at this. Let me share this and check this out, because this is a good question. Because right now, what's going out there is this 1619 project that is trying to change our true history, and they're trying to dismantle everything about our country so that communism can come in, because we are the last thing that prevents communism from being a worldwide epidemic. Okay, this is the land of freedom. This is where people can come to and be whoever they want to be. This is a country my dad came to because he felt like he had no hope for a future in his country. And when he came here, he was able to develop and build so much. And so that's the allure of our country, but that's the truth of our country. It's not a caste system. You're not confounded by what your parents did. If your parents did something, you could do it better. So it's this idea of prosperity, this idea of freedom that doesn't exist anywhere else in this world. So I want you to check this out and see what you think.
Question remains. If the founding fathers believed in freedom, then why did they have slavery?
The declaration, as approved by the Continental Congress, has a list of charges against King George III. And following the rules of rhetoric, you start with the least and you end with the worst, right? But then you get to his final charge, and his final charge is this. He says, King George III has created cruel war against human nature itself, enslaving men, and Jefferson puts men, right? So any question here about were blacks included under all men are created equal? Yes. Abraham Lincoln thought that the bloodiness of the Civil War was spiritual payback for the sin of slavery. So yes, absolutely. We understand the contradiction, as Lincoln put it, between the theory of equality and the practice of slavery at the time. But here's the point. The founders were aware of that contradiction. And they all envisioned, especially at the time of the founding, slavery gradually withering away. Thomas Jefferson, after we declared revolution and each state wrote its own constitution, Thomas Jefferson, a slaveholder, proposed that Virginia outlaw slavery in its constitution. So this caricature that you had these evil, rich white men who designed a constitution to keep the poor down and to keep minorities down and to keep women down, it's so easy to see the falsehood of that if you just spend a little time reading what they actually said and were trying to do. Frederick Douglass, to Abraham Lincoln, to Martin Luther King Jr., who all said that your Declaration and Constitution are wonderful, noble principles, now just live up to them better. Right? They would replace that with the rejection of the Declaration of Independence, the rejection of equality of opportunity, and government intervening in order to ensure equal outcomes, which means an end to individual liberty.
It's certainly true that in the 18th century, everyone was a racist. We're talking something that's 225 years ago, and obviously if that existed today, we would condemn it. The point about the Constitution isn't that social reality of racism. It's, in fact, the reality that these founders, and not just the men who wrote it, but the families that raised them, their moms, their siblings, the unnamed people in history, ironically even some of their slaves or free people of color, were part of a society that did something very radical, first with the Declaration and then with the Constitution. And that was, say, two things. The first is that government's job is to defend our liberties. Its whole purpose, actually, is to make sure that we have our freedoms. And the second is that whatever government does comes from the consent of the governed. The Constitution was the vehicle by which we could enshrine the rights of those people who had been oppressed. So in fact, those people who believe that America is an imperfect society ought to first accept that the Constitution is the vehicle that allows us to address some of the significant social concerns they've had. What the Constitution got perfect, I would say that very rarely as a historian, was putting two seemingly competing goods, two competing aims in balance. On the one hand, liberty, and on the other hand, order. And what I've told students over the years is we don't want unfettered liberty because it's chaotic. We also don't want just complete order because there's not a lot of freedom. What the Constitution did was put into constitutional governance the ability of our governed and the government to keep those things in balance.
Challenges to the new ideas of freedom came early on in the American system. Among the first was the Alien and Sedition Acts, signed into law by President John Adams in 1798. These made it illegal to make alleged false statements critical of the federal government. And while they lasted only 3 years until 1801, Thomas Jefferson's criticism of those acts helped him win presidential election in 1800. The acts were later denounced as being unconstitutional, and they drifted from the concepts of free speech established in the United States, which even included the freedom of seditious speech against the government. Among the most read documents at the time of the Founding Fathers was an essay by John Milton that explained a concept of the marketplace of ideas. This concept deeply informed the views on a need for freedom of speech, including speech that could be seen as dangerous even to state power.
One of the treatises that all of the founders were familiar with, because they were educated men, was John Milton's Areopagitica, which was an essay to the British government, to the British people, and to the world, really, argument for free speech and the internet of their day, which was the printing press. And the crown in England decided that what they were going to do was license printers with an oath not to print anything that was critical of the crown or the acts of government. And Milton's point was, don't shut down the printing press, don't gag order the printers, don't require a loyalty oath from printers, because that way you will not have the diversity of the opinion that's necessary for the good ideas to rise. Don't have a closed marketplace of ideas, have an open one. But all the founders understood that. As a matter of fact, it was noted by at least one legal scholar that that was an essential treatise that the founders had in mind when they put the free speech clause into the First Amendment. Not only that, but the freedom of the press, the freedom of the printing press, and the freedom of editorial control of newspapers of their day to have a wide variety of opinions.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. That is something that we're not seeing right now. We are not seeing a free press. It's whatever the establishment says is what happens. You can turn every channel and get the same script over and over and over and over again. So even our big techs are stopping us from having great ideas. But I wanted to share that with you, that yes, there was slavery, but it was always something in the founders' mind that they wanted to abolish. It was in the time of what they were living in, that was common, not that it was good, because the founding fathers didn't think it was great. That's why they wanted to move towards abolishing that, and praise the Lord, finally Abraham Lincoln made it so. But I found it interesting that some states wanted to abolish it. It's a sin that's in our past. It's a sin that's plagued mankind from the beginning. It's found in the Bible. Every country in the world has had slavery at some kind, I'm pretty sure. And slavery continues. Right now we have sex slavery. Where's the outcry for the sex slavery? And then with communism, it kind of comes back to slavery, really and truly, because you have the elites doing whatever they want, and then they tell you what you can and cannot do. And there's no freedom in that. And when there's no freedom, that's slavery. That's the opposite of slavery. And so that's why the American people have fought so hard to keep America free, because we didn't want a communist country. Our founders didn't want that. President Ronald Reagan thought he had defeated it. But now they come in through the inside, and they're wanting to take your freedom away and my freedom away. And frankly, I don't want a big government, and I don't want to be a slave. And I have a feeling you don't either. So, was there a sin of slavery? Sure. But was that the final thought of our founding fathers. No, they had a vehicle and they were going to use that vehicle to abolish slavery, and eventually it was abolished. Anyways, I hope you have a fantastic day. I will see you later.